Thank you and good morning. It's the deadliest traffic incident in Humboldt County in 14 years after four people died in a single vehicle collision on Highway 36 on Sunday evening. The driver of a Dodge Dakota pickup truck was headed westbound just east of Fisher Road when the truck veered from the roadway and slammed into a tree. There were eight people in the truck at the time of the crash, and four of those occupants were pronounced dead at the scene, including the driver, a male, and three females. The other four passengers, including those riding in the bed of the truck, were taken to the hospital for treatment of major injuries. Two dogs were also in the truck, and one suffered major injuries as well. DUI is considered a factor in the crash, and the names of the deceased and the injured have not been released. On August 23rd, the body of 56-year-old Mark Stanley Hubbard, a man who had recently arrived in Humboldt County, was found in the ocean, about a mile off the coast of Shelter Cove. The coroner's office has determined that Hubbard, an experienced sailor, died as a result of drowning, although the manner of his death is unknown. Hubbard arrived in Eureka in late July after spending several months in Texas. He was a heavy smoker who stood 5'5", weighed about 125 pounds, who was skilled in laying tile and refurbishing boats. It's possible he sought work in those areas. The investigation into Hubbard's death is not criminal in nature, and none of Hubbard's personal belongings, a wallet, keys, or cell phone, were recovered along with his body. Anyone with information about Hubbard is asked to contact the district attorney's office. Eureka Mayor Frank Yeager will run unopposed in the November 4th election. The filing date for candidates to qualify for the ballot was Friday, August 8th, and in Eureka, Yeager isn't the only candidate without a challenger. Until and unless signatures can be verified, Ward 1 council member Marion Brady will run unopposed as well. In Ward 3, incumbent Mike Newman will face challenger Kim Burgell, and in Ward 5, Chet Albin is being challenged by Natalie Arroyo. In Fortuna, city officials have extended the filing date for non-incumbent candidates until Wednesday the 13th. Interested parties should contact the Fortuna City Clerk for more information. There are three Fortuna City Council seats up for election in November. The Lodge Fire continues to burn through heavy timber and dry grassland in the Eel River Canyon in northern Mendocino County. The fire has scorched nearly 9,000 acres and stands at 35% containment. More than 2,000 personnel are on scene, and the fire threatens 58 structures, and the greatest concern for fire officials is the spread of the fire to the east and south. An evacuation order is in effect for residents on the eastern edge of the fire, including Elder Place, Camp Sebo, Tan Oak Park, Bald Mountain Ranch, Mad Creek, and Elk Creek. An evacuation shelter has been set up at the Leggett School by the Red Cross. Caltrans continues its work on the Klamath River Bridge in Delnord County. Contractors are replacing hinges on the bridge. Beginning today, however, the traffic lane will be narrowed to 10.5 feet, and that could affect transportation permit holders whose vehicles may be too wide for the span. The narrowed lane will remain in place until late October. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's no secret that California is experiencing one of the worst droughts in recent memory. That's why Sheriff Mike Downey has put together a drought task force that will search for local solutions to the water shortage. Downey modeled the task force on similar agencies in other counties. He described the effects of the drought on Humboldt County during a visit to Talk Shop.
There's many springs, historic springs, and tributaries and waterways that are drying up at alarming rates. You drive down 101 and Van Dusen doesn't touch the Eel anymore. Many of the creeks along there no longer touch the Eel River, and the Eel itself looks pretty darn bad.
Although 2 to 3 more months of dry weather are expected, Downey shared one piece of optimistic news.
One bright thing is the city of Rio Del, which had junior water rights to the Eel and was forced to stop taking water out of the Eel, got their rights back to go back into the Eel for a period of time. So they're now drawing water. I assume they're storing more water because I think we're going to see that again. I think we're going to see before this dry season is over, I think we're going to see more people, individuals, municipalities being asked to no longer pump water.
The drought task force held its first meeting last Wednesday, and the Board of Supervisors declared a state of emergency in late July. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.